Ditmar. Germania, to the best.
That's how he say. He wants to be
people.
Let Papi, he say, he buried the hatchet.
I'm glad to hear it. There'll be no more nonsense about your marrying His Excellency then.
No, please. I marry real men.
Are you suggesting that Mr. Handley is less than a man?
Yes. He's too fond of monkey business.
Nonsense. He doesn't know any monkeys.
Oh, doesn't he? You don't know what I know.
Bah! Always thinking of men. Oh, thank goodness they mean nothing to me.
Oh!
What's this?
A present from him.
Oh!
To Harriet with love from Thomas. I wonder what it is.
Oh, a book. What's it called? What an old girl should know. This is the limit.
Wait till you see the pictures. Hello, folks. And hello, Hotch. Well, I am feeling happy. I've just given a square deal to a round land girl.
Mr. Handley, if this book is a joke, it's in very bad taste.
Look on page two. Gosh, it's a hot one.
What is it?
A Bombay duck with a mustard plaster on it.
This is a very poor return for my efforts. What would you have done if you'd had to marry Bigger Banger's daughter?
Made you my best man.
Can't you realize that I'm a woman?
Well, not while you keep striking matches on your hip pocket.
Ha!
Leave my father out of this, please.
You're a disgrace to your family.
I'm not, but my brother is. Do you know when he left school, he went straight to work? And now he's gone back to school again?
Why?
He forgot to learn to write.
Don't.
Hey?
Don't.
Ah, that's better. The first one was flat. She'd on a high horse tonight, all right. Must be the spring, coming in here with a daffodil in a stocking. What next, I wonder?
Into the shine, right? Into the shine.
In what again, right?
My wife went into the grocery shop and said, what's on points today? And the grocer said, I am. I'm sitting on a packet of beans. Into the shine, eh? Into the shine.
Poor Flame. No wonder they stretched him for the National. Well, now I must get on with the washing up.
I say, Tom, what a lark.
What?
There's a lot of men putting up a big tent in the jungle for a circus.
A circus?
Yes.
Why the Piccadilly wasn't I told about this?
Well, they thought you might be frightened of the lion.
Me? Frightened of a lion?
Hiya, Phoebe.
Not you, Ben. Lie down. I must go and have a look at this. I'll go and have a look at this. Good heavens. A circus outside the back door. Well, that's smart work. And what a bill, eh? Nelson's Column and his performing pigeons. God and Stewman are bouncing checks. Professor Atlee's privy seals. And Ali Ben Smith in his hair-raising sensation, sawing a fat ration in half. Now, this looks good.
Mr. Handley, it is good. I think this circus will settle this silly feud and bring you closer to Bigger Banger.
Well, I refuse to rub noses with him. Last time we did it, we set fire to the jungle.
Mr. Handley?
Pansy, or may I call you Chimp Pansy?
Don't be ridiculous. Take charge of the circus and stop the nonsense.
No, you stop the circus and I'll take charge of the nonsense. And I'll come round to your cage at 3 o'clock with a nice bag of nuts.
Ha!
Oh, well, now let's get on and get cracking. Hey, you, what are the admission prices?
Good, I mean, the islanders will pay anything. Gold and diamonds, rubies, coconuts.
Coconuts? I'm going to be in this. I'll tell you what, I'll grant you permission to stay on condition I get the lion's share of the tiger's dinner and 50% of the teddy bear's picnic.
Okay, Gov. Here, what are you going to do, a chip, please, eh?
Not in this kilt. Now, here, it's a bit risky.
A big whiskey, sir. Gad, I can do with it.
Well, Darryl. Well, boy, can I borrow your pink elephant for my circus?
I once ran an amateur circus, sir, when I was at Sandhurst.
Oh?
I was the tumbler, and you've been full ever since. In those days, I never touched it.
I see. So instead of walking the sober rope tight,
You walk the tightrope sober, eh? Well, what other shows have you been in?
Well, sir, my regiment once took part in the Aldershot Tattoo. I led a charge across the arena.
What was the time? 5 to 3?
We stalled the buttress.
And kissed the waitress.
We reached our objective, but our feelings were bitter.
Ah, disappointment with beer.
Very realistic affair, this tattoo, sir. My general got a bullet in his busby.
Yes, I've seen a big pot take a shot at the Aldershot Tattoo, too.
Good job I take water.
Let's talk about something serious.
Certainly, sir. They should be open by now.
You're right. Well, what are you going to do on V-Day, Colonel?
The same as I do every other day, only larger ones.
Well, be careful, and remember that if you see Monty's twin brother riding next to him, he hasn't got one. Are you coming to the circus, Colonel?
Yes, sir. You'll find me anywhere where there is sawdust on the floor. Good day, sir. Good day.
He's a dear old chap. You know, he breathed down a mouse hole the other day, and they all came up and kicked the cat. Well, now I must get some acts together. Oh, hello, Ruby.
No cops outside. Oh, it's you, is it? The whole place has gone raving mad.
What's the matter, Ruby? Your face is as grey as a schoolboy's handkerchief. You had a fright.
There's a heathen beast putting his tail through the window of me buffet and helping himself to me buns.
Oh, it sounds like a food controller on holiday.
He's as big as a house, and he has a wicked eye and big ears like yourself.
But what? Me? I can't pick up buns with my tail. Takes me all the time to pick up a razor blade with my bare foot. Well, tell me more, Ruby.
He has a tail at both ends. He lifts the bun with one tail and stores it away with the other.
Well, that's an elephant. An elephant, and here he is. Why, it's Jumbo. Why, I know him very well. We were together in concert party at Runcorn. What a grateful rogue he is. You know, one night I took a tack out of his foot. And what do you think he did?
What?
He came round next night and took a bottle of whiskey out of my dressing room. You remember me, Jumbo? You remember the act I did? There you are. The elephant never forgets. Good old Jumbo.
Holy mackerel, the unnatural beast. Time off.
Poor old Ruby. Well, I must find these acts for this circus.
What a larker.
Why?
They let the lions escape. They've all gone back to the jungle. The lion tamer isn't half mad. Look out. Here he comes.
Oh, dear. Good evening.
Good evening, my card.
Look out. What's this? Captain Claw Body. Lion and wife tamer. Tiger's combings made up. Telephone Blackhall 1-0-1-0. Well, Claude, I'm delighted to meet such a brave man.
I'm not brave. I'm scared stiff.
You scared? A massive brute like you? With shoulders padded out like a club armchair? Well, what made you take up lion taming?
Well, I went to the labor exchange, and it was either that or going into the civil service.
Lions don't take tea at 4 o'clock. Tell me, how do you get on with the animals?
Not very well. I don't think they like me.
Well, I'm not surprised with a moustache like that.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it's so long. Every time you sneeze, it cracks like a whip. Well, what do you want me to do about these lions?
Well, if you see them, don't tell them you've seen me.
What a man, eh? He's about as brave as a dentist with toothache.
Oh, hello.
Oh, come in. I'll take that red cabbage and a pound of spuds. I'm just training an apple to turn over.
Did you see somebody flying through the air a minute ago?
Yes, and he asked me if I'd seen the Scharnhorst. Who is it?
He's my late boyfriend. He gets fired out of a gun every night.
Well, I'd rather be shot out of a pub.
I keep losing him.
Well, you ought to use a prop gun, then you can pull him back by the string.
He's only a little fellow, but...
The scarlet and yellow wagons are ready to depart. They're taking away the circus, and with it goes my heart. Somebody took it with him when they took the big top down. wasn't for lion tamer, and it wasn't for painted clown. I'm little man, the girl who fell for the human cannonball.
I must get one of those guns, and then I can fire Hotchkiss. Oh, hello, Curly.
You'd make a bit extra if you sold my buns outside the circus, sir.
No fear. I gave one to a performing bear yesterday, and this morning I had a solicitor's letter from him.
Well, sir, jellied eels go down well.
Well, they always do. It's getting them up again that's the trouble. How's the funny story department today?
Good as ever, sir.
Oh.
Have you heard this one? A foreman said to a bloke, "Have you finished that job?" And the bloke said, "Near enough." The foreman said, "I don't want it near enough. I want it exact." The bloke said, "Well, it is exact." So the foreman said, "Oh, that's near enough. Do you like that?"
He'd make a lovely clown if I slapped a Russian salad on his chitter. Well, now I think I'll make some for second ringmaster. Grandpa!
Good morning. How are you? You look as fit as a fiddle. Dick Oliver's?
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Sampa, the man who speaks most with an English accent. Now, look, I need a ringmaster for our circus. Would you like the work?
Work is a great thing, particularly for those who can't find any other way of making a living. Goodbye.
Here, come back here. I'm giving you the job. Now, I'll pay you £3 a week and a month off every Friday. I suppose you've been to a circus.
Oh, yes, when I was a boy in Peoria. What a view I had. I made a hole in the tent, and a horse came and stood in front with his back to me.
Well, you'll find this a bit different. You just stand in the center of the ring, look sunburnt, and crack a few gags.
Oh, I am a very funny comedian. I am known in Sanestri as the Prime Minister of Mercer.
You'll have Tappy Roby after you. All right, Sampa, go and get ready. Now, have you got a top hat?
No, but I have a fine bowler for racing at Ascot, and a better one still for watching Cardiff City.
Well, have you got the one with a little candle in front, which you use for chasing girls on a dark night in Nice? All right, well, get on with it, Sampa.
You can rely on me. And if the customers can throw his case, I shall be the hit of the evening.
Well, now, I better get down to the circus.
Taxi, sir?
I don't want a taxi.
Well, you've got your hand up.
But can't you see I've got a glove on it? I'm going home to breakfast. Hello, there's Major Mundy. Good day, Mundy.
Ah, Henry. Up to your nonsense again, eh?
What are those animals kicking up such a shindy for?
Well, they refused to perform.
Why?
Well, they found out the leading lion wasn't a member of Equity.
Sometimes, Handy, you make me a little bitter.
A little bitter? Don't be mean, Mundy. Make it a large one.
Hello, Chinstrap, old horse. I suppose you're reveling in this circus nonsense, eh?
He certainly is. He tried to dive through a hoop before they took the paddle off.
Personally, I like a circus. The heat and the dust gives me a pleasant thirst.
Do you remember, Chinstrap, when we saw the Indian rope trick done in Dobie Waller?
I guess, yes, sir. My eyes positively popped out.
Peep and pop back again.
This Indian faker simply threw a rope into the air and it remained stationary.
Well, I once threw my sock into the air and it remained hosiery.
It's an extraordinary thing, Mundy. It stood up perpendicular.
And you laid down horizontal.
Silence, civilian.
Pish and chip.
Then a boy skinned up the rope and disappeared.
No, Mundy. There were two boys.
No, Chinstrap, only one.
I could have sworn I saw two.
Well, make it a girl and I'll shin up the rope after.
I say, Henley, this circus has brought a lot of undesirables into the place. Why, do you know, only yesterday I was sitting in the compound reading the life of Lord Roberts when an impudent fella poked his head over the wall, banged a gong and said, "The page of scrapbook turns."
Really? What did you do? Give him a pat on the curvin. Well, I'll see you at the circus, boys.
By the way, Mundy, did you hear about the big fight at the Albert Hall the other night?
What? Were Patty and Melba in the same concert?
What a pair of fine old English gentlemen. Every time they pass the pub, they raise their moustaches. Now, where's my catty?
Oh, pardon me.
How many more of those have you got left? Well, what is it this time?
May I interest you in my new invention, the Leo Fixer?
Leo Fixer? Sounds like lion's hair oil.
Lion catcher, a trap.
Oh, well, how does it work?
Well, now, pretend you're a lion.
Well, can't I be a tiger? Then I won't have to change this striped shirt.
Oh, no, no. You must be a lion.
No, you'll be the lion. You smell like one.
Oh, all right, then I'll be the lion.
That's a good boy.
Now, I see a large stake in the cage.
I see a be the lion.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm the lion.
Well, all right, it's your turn. Now, what do you do when you see the stakes?
I creep in, so, and bang! The door closes, and the lion is gone.
You mean two lions?
Why?
Well, there's a real one peeping over your shoulder.
Oh, bother.
And as the lion opens his jaws, we say farewell to Fearless Fred, pausing only for a moment to pinch his boots as he goes down. Call and see me next week, old boy. Well, now back to sanity.
Has Daddy gone, Your Excellency?
Oh, hello, Naive. Are you taking snuff, or is that cocoa on your top lip?
Oh, Your Excellency, can I come to the circus?
Well, I don't know if you'd like it. You'd better listen to the outside broadcast first.
What is an outside broadcast?
Well, you see, a man goes to a theater and he sits in a box with a bottle of beer from the manager. And he says to the listeners, "You ought to be here. It's awfully funny."
What does he do then?
Well, then he goes home and he says to his wife, "What was it like?" And she says, "Lovely." So he rushes off to the BBC and asks for more money.
What happens then?
Well, he goes on the music halls and lives twice nightly ever after. Well, come on, let's change the subject. Perhaps you'd better come to the circus.
Oh, goody. But tell me, what happens in a circus?
Well, it's a... Look, I'll explain it to you in music. Now, where's Chas?
Hello, Tommy.
Oh, Naive, this is Charlie Shackle.
What is Charlie Shackle?
Ah, well, now this is up my seat. Now, Well, years ago, he came to me on his hands and knees and asked me to put him on his feet. So I hired a dress suit, a bald wig, and a bottle of laughing gas. And since then, he's never looked back except to see if the band was following. Hey, Charlie?
Well, I must admit that I'm an enigma.
What is an enigma?
Well, let's change the subject, Charles, and Pete as well. With your help and Freddie Curzon's music, I'm going to tell Naive what a circus is. Now, a circus starts with what is called the Grand Parade. Well, we won't call that the Grand Parade. We'll put a bonnet on Charlie and call it Easter Parade. Well, now we come to Doyley's Educated Cart Horse, driven by the jockeys of Penzance. You better blow them up for the second house. Well, here are the sensational Japanese jugglers, Fling High and Muppet. Straight from the Workman's Institute, Tokyo. He's a trapeze artist.
Where?
Well, because he's too lazy to learn the three-act play. Well, if he's not done within an hour, we'll go home, eh? Well, now the grand finale with Ivor Weed and his Dandelion. Glass eyes. So now you know all about a circus. Well, what is it?
Well, it's...
You're quite right. Now go home and get dressed for riding. Put your bear back on.
Yes, please.
Well, now we'd better begin. There's Bigger Banger arrived.
He's outside his whole tribe. He can't get in. Go in.
Oh, I'll speak to him. Oh, great chief. Tonight you are my guest of honor at the Tomtopia Circus.
No, push it down.
Must that be safe? Keep frightened.
Go on, you cowardy chocolate.
Oh, no. You're not pushing an apple, doodle.
Well, Benjileo, you tell him the circus is a nice, quiet show, like workers' playtime. You know, clowns and acrobats.
Who's he doing, Agabat?
Oh, don't you start. Coming the Niadan with me. Come on, you great coward. Don't be white.
No. You're not born in the goo-goo.
My papa say, he go in if you hold his hand.
What, that big bunch of kippalatas? Okay, then. Come on, Bigger. Hold Daddy's hand.
You're the kippah.
And don't throw anything balls at the elephant. He's easily upset. Lovey, look at old Sanford's ringmaster. Wearing a bowler hat and valley shirt. I wonder if he's been to the Greek election.
Ladies and gentlemen, we open with a grand parade of all the horses. They are in beautiful condition. If they could stand up, they would be even better.
Look who's leading. Rustic. Why, he was last in the Lincoln.
Enter the clown. They are so funny, they're a pain in the neck.
It's bowing and scraping. Well, strike me yellow. Next thing, we'll have the Mikado playing the back end of the dragon.
We turn somersaults.
I do flip-flaps. Ha-ha. I sit on chair. I take it away. I fall on knife.
Ha-ha.
Take him out. Let's have some animals. That's all right. They won't touch you, bigger. Here you are. Have this acid drop with a tram ticket sticking to it.
And now, the great hospital, the Far Eater salute.
Lovely, look at the flames coming out of his ears. Give us a light, sir. My pipe's gone out. Tell me, was that anthracite tender?
Oh, lovely, Grub. Lovely, Grub.
Madam Capetti on the tightrope.
I say she's nervous. Look at her shaking. Look at her knees. Well, they're playing William Tell. There she goes. Turn back, Trotty. You'll never make it.
Trotty, is it? It's Ruby.
Well, turn it up and come back to me.
Will you keep quiet there and let a decent woman do her act?
Decent? Why, I can see your tonsils from where I'm sitting.
I'll go on with you. I'm going across if it kills me.
But you were cheating. I saw the two secret parts nailed onto your boots. Oh, this is a shocking circus. I'll go on and do something myself.
Quiet, please, for the Tripod Brothers. Sensational trapeze artists. To me, alley up now. To me, alley up now. To me, alley up now. To me, alley up.
Well, make up your mind. Calm down. This time, gentlemen, please.
Don't say there's dreadful work.
Oh, go away, Colonel. I'm sorry. This is no good to me. Come on, let's have something exciting.
And now, the great Captain Claude Body and his jungle-bred lion, Aurora.
I know, it's Mrs. Borealis.
Ladies and gentlemen, I usually start by entering undaunted and unarmed the lion's cage, but I've just had a telegram to say my dear wife is dangerously well. Goodbye.
What a miserable coward. Now then, who'll take his place?
Why don't you?
Me? Well, I can't. I promised Stuart Hibbert I'd read the news tonight. He's going to a bullfight. Gosh, a woman's going into the ring. He stopped dead in front of us. He licked his chops. He's getting ready to scream. Out of my way, everybody. I'm going in there.
Please, man. He's going to save the woman from the lion.
I'm not. I'm going to save the lion from the woman. It's Hotchkiss.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley and it now is Jack Payne, Terence Wright, Fred Yule, Gene Tapper, Carlton Hobbs, Hugh Morton, Mary O'Farrell, Diana Morrison, and Lynn Joyce. The BBC Augmented Variety Orchestra, conducted by Charles Shadwell. Script by Ted Kavanagh. Produced by Francis Worsley.